السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا
The first Friday that falls after Jalsa Salana, in its sermon, normally we discuss how well and successfully the Jalsa has concluded. And we discuss whatever blessings were with the Jalsa. And whatever blessings which Allah has bestowed on the Jamaat. And the subject of gratitude is also discussed. So, from this point of view, today's sermon is also on the subject of gratitude. There are so many untold blessings on Jamaat Ahmadiyya that are descending that it is very difficult to encompass them. Every moment, at every step, we witness the blessings and his help and support which is on Jamaat Ahmadiyya according to what Allah has promised with promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. What I discussed in the second day speech is not possible to cover them all, and those events that I had mentioned will gradually be published. Today I am stood up to render thanks to Allah. together with the gratitude to Allah is also to thank people. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this instruction must always be kept in view by everyone. Of everyone who has the true eagerness to act upon the commands and instruction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he wants to set right this life and the hereafter, who has the firm faith that in fact the instruction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the words of God. He says, and it is reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, "Man la yashkur nasa la yashkurullah," that the one who does not render thanks to people, he does not render thanks to Allah. So in this connection, I want to thank the people in the area and also the local council who, despite the news they had received and the situation that was created wrongly against us, as a result of which people were much worried, that is, who live in the area, that these Ahmadis have come here, we don't know what will happen here. And the wrong propaganda and the false propaganda against Islam generally in the mind of people in the Western countries, there is a wrong thinking that Muslim and a Muslim means terrorist. And these people were much worried as a result and were very fearful. In any case, Allah changed their hearts, and because of some contacts with them and holding some meetings, and as I have told you before the Jalsa, that because of charity work in the area, their doubts were removed. And they did not show unjustifiable, hard, stubborn position. And even if they did not support us, they stopped opposition and they were ready to watch and see how we behave. And with the grace of Allah, those who came to the Jalsa surroundings or just passed by the adjoining road, they expressed openly that what we feared, and after the council giving permission for Jalsa, some people had made us fearful about certain things, but you turned out to be totally opposite to that. So these people know the reality and do praise what is good. They praised openly. And therefore, because of our feelings of gratitude, we thank them. Those who avoided becoming an obstacle to us to hold Jalsa in that area. But when the matter has become clear, they even supported us. So therefore, our organizers should write the council and the representative of the people to thank them. And write letter to them, and I hope they have already written a letter. The Amir should write a letter to them. Then, as I had also mentioned at Jalsa, that the land which we purchased from those people and their previous owners also gave us full cooperation. Not only the owner but his whole family. For example, the road inside needed to repair and maintain, and to maintain it and to have a roller over it so that the surface is firm. Their 90-year-old daughter also worked hard and operated the heavy machinery for many hours. May Allah give her great reward. Rather, I was telling her that this work is so heavy and difficult that perhaps some men cannot do it. Rather, the whole family, the wife and his children, Keith, who is the person, and his father, who is over 70 years old perhaps, they worked with such passion and joining us as the old Ahmadis work with sincerity. As far as being faithful to friendship or moral values are concerned, in this their action was most appropriate. May Allah also give them intelligence for spirituality, and by recognizing the truth they can advance in their religious sincerity. So this is prayer is also necessary for them. This is also a good expression of the feelings of gratitude. Then Keith, the owner, also sought the permission from the council and did a great role in making the situation better. He visited each and every neighbor and told them that within short time I have understood these people is not what you are fearful of. These people are entirely different. So we are thankful to them for this family. Otherwise, why should this family have done this? After they have sold the land, they could have set aside and said, you can do whatever you want to do. We have not taken the responsibility to plead for you and make the situation better. All we have done is sold the land. So this is a great character, and may Allah give them reward for it. And the surroundings and the situation was so peaceful that the police who had come to control the traffic, they were amazed how this was going on, and they also expressed that the young men who are controlling your traffic, it looks as if they have taken training from the police, and after a few hours they sat aside and let the khuddam do the job. So in any case, they had a good impression from all sides, and the Jalsa was most successful. Then there are our volunteers who need to be thanked. It is a great favor of God that in the world of Ahmadiyyat, no matter where you go, you find these volunteers who work continuously for many hours. And the same was the situation in our Jalsa here. Even if they get tired, they do not express it. Sometimes their duties are different from their professions or from their nature, but they do not show any displeasure, and they happily perform their duty. They are children, they are young, they are old, they are women and they are girls. And with the grace of Allah, generally, people have written praise for the work of these volunteers. And there were rarely some incidents which happen. Whereas because of the nature, some workers spoiled the surroundings, and despite telling them, they crossed the limit of their authority. So the organizers should not let such workers have the duty where there is public dealing. As I said, generally, the levels of performance of duties of men, women, young men and girls were very good. And certainly they deserve our thanks. May Allah give them great reward and advance their sincerity and their devotion. And may Allah continue to increase their spirit, that for the pleasure of Allah they should always discharge their duties. And by acting upon the other commands of Allah, they should always seek the pleasure of Allah. May Allah enable them to do so. Ameen. The letters and the faxes that I have received, people from the whole world have prayed much for these workers. In this new place, where we held the first Jalsa, it lacked many facilities. Quickly, in a short time, the work was started, and in the beginning, the teams of the workers worked hard and to make the place suitable. They did the water supply, and also they laid the pipes for sewage and for a large area. They have laid a permanent facility, and it will be useful in future also. May Allah give reward to all those who carried out this work. All these workers, as I just said, are receiving prayers from Ahmadis throughout the world. Then the role which MTA played to let the whole world join in for this Jalsa is great, and may Allah give them reward. Our volunteers are now so that with professional expertise they were showing all scenes to the world. Except the blessing that you have of directly attending the Jalsa, and such emotions are excited which perhaps you cannot have when you are watching television pictures. But within the man's effort, keeping within the man's effort to include most of the people to absorb in the Jalsa surroundings, in my view, maybe some shortcoming. Otherwise, every Ahmadi family in the Ahmadi world is a picture of actual gathering of Jalsaga. And some people gather their families and they create the same feeling of Jalsa, and some people even try that they should cook the same food which is being given cooked in the communal kitchen during Jalsa. In any case, all Ahmadis are thankful to these MTA workers. Apart from the workers which were obvious, many workers, they were girls and boys who were doing work behind the scene with the most sincerity and devotion. All those who were watching MTA programs, you should pray, you must be praying, and you should always pray for them, that Allah could continue to increase their capacities and powers. And you should also, with the deep feelings, and Allah may also enable us that we should be thankful to that existence who, according to the blessing of His Messiah and Mahdi, that He is creating those situations which are not based on human effort. Such situations with which you witness Allah's help and support every moment. Allah has told us and has rather declared that, O my servant, if you want that you should be beneficiary of Allah's blessings and His rains of blessings come down on you more than before, then always remember this prescription that you should become grateful servant. As He says, وَإِسْتَعَزَّنَا رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That when your Lord declared that if you will be thankful, I will multiply my blessings. May Allah always continue to enable us that we should be His grateful servants and continue to be beneficiary of His blessings. The thanks should not be just by word of mouth, but with practical examples, by acting upon the commands of Allah, we should present the practical example of being grateful. In the Holy Quran, in many places, Allah has reminded us to this subject of gratitude. As it says, that Allah forgives your mistakes, and this should make you to advance in gratitude. Sometimes He reminds us of His blessings and has reminded us to be grateful servants. Sometimes He says He removes your hardship and difficulties and He reminds us to be grateful. Sometimes He says that the teachings which I have sent down on you, as a result of which you should advance in being thankful. Sometimes He says that I have saved you from storms and problems. You should become grateful servant. If you value my blessings and favors, you should become thankful servants. So with the reference to different situation, Allah says that if you are my true worshipper or want to become true worshippers, you should become grateful servants, so that I can multiply my favors. What is gratitude to God? To become His true worshippers, act upon His commandments, as He says, وَلِلَّهِ فَعْبُدْ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. That worship Allah alone and become one of those who are grateful. Therefore, the climax of gratitude is to become worshipper of God. And the methods of this worship has been taught to us by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on which Allah has sent down His teaching. What was his practice? that all night he would be restless like a fish which is out of water, and he is praying to God. He is seeking His forgiveness and is praising His Lord. When he is asked that, O the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all your sins past and future have been forgiven, why are you so restless? He replied that, should I not render thanks to God on this for this blessing? Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, the ignorant one who are unaware of the reality object to the word istighfar. They don't know how lovely is this word and is a proof of the inner beauty of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is beyond our imagination. It shows that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a lover of the pleasure of God and is advancing in it with great flights. When he thinks of divine favors and finding himself unable to render thanks, he tries to make amends through istighfar. How can we communicate this feeling to those blind of intellect and with diseased heart? Only if they pass through this state, who can understand. Who, when one develops such helpless state as the abundance of divine favors overwhelm one's heart, then the soul is filled with intense love, and with leaps and bounds it makes amends through istighfar of the failure and expressing gratitude. The people I call logic do not just want that their capacities, which can show weakness and negligence, should not become visible. Nay, they do become victorious over such capacities. They do istighfar only by thinking of untold favors of God, and they cannot truly render thanks. This is a rarefied and high station of which other people are unaware. Likewise, how can other people know the relationship of Prophet and messengers and the reality of their spiritual station? The prophets are most rarefied beings, and the more they advance in their personal love, the more rarefied they become. There is a report which says, this is from Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray that Allahumma jalni laka shakiran wa zakiran, that O Allah, make me to thank you and to remember you much. There is another report about him which says that whenever the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received any happy news, he would render thanks to God and fall in prostration. Then advising us, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this is reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you want that you do make much effort in prayer? Then you should say, O Allah, help us to render thanks and remember you, and to Allahumma inna ala shukrika wa husni ibadatika. Shukrika wa zikrika wa husni ibadatika. There is another report from Hazrat Jabal that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I advise you that at the end of every prayer you should repeat these words and never forget it. Allahumma a'inni ala shukrika zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. There is another report about the how Allah treats a believer. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Hazrat Shuaib reports that the matter of a believer is very strange, and all his work are based on good reward. And this station is only given to a believer that when he is pleased or he receives a pleasing news, he says Alhamdulillah and thanks God. And when he has difficulty, he shows patience, and this is also for a good reward. And this also becomes a matter of good reward. So those who have attended the Jalsa and those who were working, they should remember that they should say this prayer, and showing patience, they would be seeking reward from God. When they are happy, they say Alhamdulillah. When they have any difficulty, they show patience. There are some little incidents do happen between people, but in each case you must remember the pleasure of Allah and keep it in view. Because it is the pleasure of God, they also make stronger links between themselves. So even in this Jalsa, if there have been some incidents, then you should act accordingly. This is the reaction that you show so that you win pleasure of God. May Allah enable each one of us and each one should make these wise words of the Holy Prophet ﷺ part and parcel of their life, and should always act upon them, so that these things can let us gain proximity to God and should make us His grateful servant. The verses that I had recited in the beginning, Allah says, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. You should remember me and I will remember you, and do not be ungrateful to me. So when Allah shows so much grace and blessings, so whereas we should always render thanks that He enabled us to belong to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ummah, and after joining this ummah, we are sharing in those blessings which Allah has sent down on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are taking part with the teaching and tries to share in the teaching which was sent down on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those we are learning those words of deep divine wisdom, which should give us a divine knowledge. At the same time, we are also thankful to you that in this period and this time, you gave us a capacity and made us enabled us that we should belong to the community of the intense lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who in fact disclosed the underlying wisdom on us and intimate and told us the methods of gaining the intimate knowledge of God. The people can only know these things and receive these wisdoms through the Imam of the Latter-day People. Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has founded this Jalsa to learn these words of wisdom and the intimate knowledge of God. Therefore, we should make these gatherings a means of developing the feeling of gratitude, because in these surroundings these surroundings have performed the role of becoming grateful servant of God. We should also be thankful to the speakers who have guided us. For them we should also pray that Allah may advance them more in their knowledge, and more than all else we should by sending durood on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should resolve that by becoming a grateful servant of God will act upon all those commands which Allah has gave to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he gave it to us. And when we will witness and see and we'll gain these standards, then the God of true promises say, I will always remember you and will bestow blessings on you. And the blessings that we think are so many today, Allah will multiply them and grant them to us. Therefore, to gain these blessings by advancing in gratitude, by advancing in a state of gratitude, all Ahmadis must pay much attention to supplications and prayers. Because without blessings of Allah and His favor, you cannot develop feelings of true gratitude. And Allah's blessing is gained only remaining submitting to Him. And therefore, kneeling to God, every Ahmadi must pay attention to making these prayers, that, O Allah, advance me in righteousness and in piety so that I can become a true servant, true grateful servant, and be beneficiary of those blessings and rewards. O Allah, let me always remain contented and always keep our tongue saturated with your remembrance, so that I should become the most grateful servant of yours. O Allah, make me for others the same feelings and wishes which I expect them to have for me, so that truly I should be counted among those who are who believe in you. O Allah, let me always do good to my neighbors, so that this way, by gaining your pleasure, I should become a true Muslim. O Allah, make in my mind and my heart wise things, and let me have your knowledge. Save my heart to suffer death, and then also enable me that these things should help me to make your grateful servant and advance me further. May Allah enable all of us to do so. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.